Hi, I'm Beach Hall with the Friends of Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. This week in July, there are no recorded shipwrecks that occurred in the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary waters. This gives me the opportunity to tell you about what for many years was a mystery in the shipping industry. On the Great Lakes in the 1800s, cargo prices and owner profits climbed with the approach of stormier weather later in the season. As calmer waters in late summer and early fall turned to November storms and frigid temperatures, sailing often turned from dangerous to deadly. In November 1875, the 135-foot Cornelia B. Windeatt left Milwaukee with 21,000 bushels of wheat. Schooners this size typically only carried about 16,000 bushels. The crew of nine battled extreme cold and high winds as they sailed toward Buffalo. However, the Windeatt's final moments are a mystery. Spray from the huge waves may have coated the schooner with layers of ice, adding a crushing weight to the already heavily loaded ship. The ship and crew vanished beneath the waves a few miles off of Presque Isle. Until divers found the wreck in 1986, few believed that the Windeatt ever made it as far as Lake Huron. Sitting upright in 180 feet of water, with masts still standing and the lifeboat resting nearby, the Windeatt is a dramatic reminder of the dangers of late-season travel on the Great Lakes. To see pictures of the Cornelia B. Windeatt and explore ways you can get into your sanctuary, visit ThunderBayFriends.org.